For immediate attention, for immediate intervention, of course, medical intervention is primary and it's most vital, there's no question about that. But long-term health will not happen because of medical sciences as we know it. Long-term health of a society or a nation or the planet will not happen that way. We have to bring a culture of health. What is the way to live? What is the way to eat? How to keep our body? How to keep our mind? How to keep our breath? How to keep the atmosphere around us? If this culture is not brought into us from our childhood, I would say it must be brought into the school curriculum itself. Healthful ways of living. Because if you do not build healthy people, you're going to have educated and sick people and you're going to build a nation or a world out of it. With sick people, you're not going to build a great nation, you can only build a sick nation. And that is happening across the world. The major nations are suffering enormous amount of illnesses. The most affluent countries who have no nutritional problems, okay? India's half the problem are nutritional problems. Right from their childhood, they've not eaten properly. Affluent nations who have a choice of nourishment, look at the level of health issues they have. That should not exist at all. When they have choice of nourishment, they should not have, I would say, 80% of the people should not have any health issues till they die. When 20%, 25% will get something, infections will come because of close proximity, yes. Those are different. But these are all on self-help. People are on self-help to create ailments for themselves. Yes. This can be 100% taken away if we establish a culture of health, for which I think not just medical professionals, people from various other areas have to work together to make this happen. I don't see any major synergy like that right now. Small efforts are happening here and there, but that's not enough.